It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The New Mexico Supreme Court on Wednesday blocked a ballot option that would have allowed voters to select candidates from a particular party in all races by marking a single box. In a unanimous decision, the court found that Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, an elected Democrat, did not have authority to reinstate straight ticket voting after it was dropped from statewide ballots by a Republican predecessor in 2011. The court sided with critics who argued that it was up to the legislature to make a determination on straight ticket voting. The Trump administration is considering new rules that could significantly cut down on family-based legal immigration. New numbers show the proposed policy is most likely to affect Mexicans and Central Americans. Elizabeth Trovall reports.
The proposed rule would encourage immigration officials to factor in a new income threshold when they're deciding to deny or grant green cards and visas. A family of four would have to earn more than $62,000 a year in order to qualify. In Texas, 73% of legal residents from Mexico and Central America wouldn't meet income requirements. That's the takeaway from the D.C.-based Migration Policy Institute, which looked at numbers from 2014 to 2016. Analyst Jana Batalova says income requirements would also have racial implications.
It might change the face of immigrants, future immigrants coming to the state, but also it raises the question, what will happen to people who could be eligible but cannot clear those new standards?
Batalova says that's just one part of the proposed policy that would affect less affluent immigrants. The policy also aims to deny people who have used public benefits. Covering immigration, I'm Elizabeth Trovall, News 88.7.
The New York Times has defended its decision to print an anonymous opinion from what they say is from a high-level staff member within the Trump administration. Commentator Walt Rubel says that without knowing who wrote it, it's difficult to understand how much attention needs to be paid to the essay.
There are a few rules for those wanting to express an opinion in the Sun News op-ed section. No swearing and no consumer complaints against local businesses are two of them. And then there's the biggie. All letters and guest columns must be signed. No anonymous comments. Everybody's welcome to come forward and be heard, but all must have the courage to stand behind their convictions. It's been a pretty universal rule for newspapers throughout the country, until last week, when the New York Times decided to publish criticism of President Donald Trump offered by a senior official. Times editors defended their decision by arguing that publishing this essay anonymously is the only way to deliver an important perspective to our readers. Newspapers, including the Sun News, will occasionally use anonymous sources to report news that is not available through documents or on-the-record sources. But opinions are always available. And frankly, there was nothing in this insider account that we haven't heard before. The writer refers to himself, or herself, and others in the administration as unsung heroes. He describes a president who is undisciplined, amoral, and perfectly clueless, and an administration working on two different tracks, with the president publicly espousing one policy and officials quietly working behind the scenes to implement something much different. For opponents of the president, it confirmed a narrative that has been told repeatedly by sources inside the White House ever since the inauguration. And it had the desired effect of getting under the president's skin and sending him off on another angry tangent. But without knowing who wrote the op-ed, it's hard to know how much credence to give it. What kind of access did this person have? What was his or her motivations? What is their history for reliability? And until the identity of the writer is exposed, attention is diverted from the valid points made in the column to the parlor game of trying to guess who done it. Times editor certainly understood how much interest there would be in the column. Still, I think they made a mistake in publishing it. The Trump presidency, at its core, has been an assault on traditional norms and standards that have served our nation and its institutions well for many years. In this case, the Times has assisted in weakening its own norms. After having presided over both the sound-off feature that used to run every day in the newspaper, as well as the topics commentary that we used to have online, I have no doubt that anonymous comments are consistently less honest and more hostile, less intelligent and more emotional, less reflective and more reactive. Now that the Times has opened the door to one anonymous commentary, where will they draw the line? Is the new standard anybody who can provide an important perspective? If the Times had insisted on maintaining its standards, there's a good chance that we never would have seen this purported inside glance into the White House. But there's also a chance that the writer would have found the courage to step forward. Then we really would have had something. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
While Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.